Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. When 400,000 people choose to walk instead of drive to a religious pilgrimage, how much carbon do they actually spare the atmosphere? That is the question I set out to answer this year. The Baishatun Mazu pilgrimage has a history of over 200 years. Pilgrims walk 400 kilometers round trip on foot. In recent years, the number of registered participants has grown sevenfold over 6 years, and this year, the estimate is that it will surpass 400,000 people. Last year, my team had already run a proof of concept using Google Forms and Line groups to track what we called good footprints, but manual self-reporting simply cannot scale. So this year, I partnered with the SSBTI, the Society for Science-Based Targets on Carbon, and with only 20 days before the pilgrimage departed, I had 4 weeks to build a GPS-based carbon footprint tracking system capable of handling tens of thousands of users from the ground up. The underlying calculation is not complicated. The Ministry of Environment publishes a figure of 0.21 kilograms of CO2 per kilometer for a standard passenger vehicle. If we assume 300,000 participants each walk 100 kilometers for a standard passenger vehicle, if we assume 300,000 participants each walk 100 kilometers, that maps to roughly 6,300 metric tons of avoided carbon emissions, which is equivalent to the annual carbon absorption of 16 Dan Forest Parks in Taipei. What I care about most, though, is the design of the 9-tier pilgrim ranking system. The levels progress from names like Gathering Breath and Laying the Foundation all the way up to Ascending to Heaven. When you open the app and see that you have leveled up, that you have accumulated 50 kilometers and reduced your footprint by 10.5 kilograms of carbon, that number stops being just a number. It becomes an expression of your vow, your intention. Taiwan does not lack ESG methodology. What it lacks are the right contexts in which to apply it. What I am trying to do is connect the motivational power of faith with the precision of technological measurement, so that 400,000 pairs of feet can leave behind the shape that is visible and that can be counted.